5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Science Us, the podcast. My name is Peter.
Hello, I'm Ivan Decker.
Hello.
We are not scientists
at all,
but we're going to talk about science. Isn't that a crazy thing?
As though we are scientists?
Maybe. I mean, everyone's. Look inside your heart. Are you a scientist? The answer is yes.
We talk about science with the confidence of a well-seasoned scientist.
Yes, but we know nothing about it.
We have none of the seasoning.
No seasoning. This is a sneak preview. This is a remix. I do like how rappers will often say things on, it's on your album, but they'll say like, this is the sneak preview of the track.
First time look.
Or like the remix. I like the remix, like Usher's remix to Ignition. He sings about it being a remix in the song. Like it's been much anticipated.
Do you feel like rap artists or hip hop artists are the ones that are constantly redoing things? Like most other artists are like, that's the song. Great. There we go.
Yeah.
But other artists are like, here we go. This is the new beginning. Like we're back at it again after a long time of not doing it. It's the remix. We're giving it another shot.
Yeah.
With this album.
This song we do. I think it's probably because they like to keep it fresh.
Eminem does that.
It's like with
every other album he apologizes.
For the last
one? Like, you thought that last album sucked. I'm going to be better this time. Here we go.
Well, I think that was only after his...
the drugs.
His situations.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Maybe hip-hop artists have more situations.
Yeah, they do. I also was thinking this morning about somebody told me that, like, successful people wake up earlier. I'm like, you think Eminem's getting up at 6 a.m.?
No, he's not. He's waking up on a couch, and then he's like...
Guy's getting up at noon.
Yeah. So I think the only truism that you can say about successful people is successful people are successful.
Yeah. And they're not you. Yeah. It's like people are always just trying to find, like, they're trying to crack the code.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if I hadn't gone to university, I'd be successful.
Yeah. Plenty of high school dropouts go on to be successful. Yeah, but like an insurmountable number of other ones go on to not do anything with their lives.
Oh, it's
we
like
don't talk about those ones.
It's like the Einstein thing. Every parent whose kid is not doing well in school always goes to the Einstein example.
Einstein was bad at math. Yeah, so was Steve. Who's Steve? Exactly.
Yeah. There's plenty of kids that were bad at math that were dumb kids.
And they
your kid is dumb.
They went on to continue being dumb.
Sorry, your kid's stupid.
That being said,
that's gotta be the hardest part.
I was pretty bad at math.
I was also quite bad.
And I remain to this day not a genius.
I can do it, but it's like one of those things where I had to have a good teacher. They had to explain it to me in a way that made sense for my brain.
Yeah, I get it.
Because if I couldn't understand the framework, and for me it was the why. Like I never became better at math until I started doing physics. Like physics was applied mathematics. So at that point you're like, oh, it all makes sense. That's
it's for
why.
A reason.
Whereas, like, in math problems, it's just, like, coming up with stupid reasons.
Oh, that's totally true. It's the same thing as the gym, where you're just like, why would I do this now? I have no purpose in doing this. Well, yeah, but you'll get better at it.
Yeah.
I'll get better at solving number don't give me a problem you made up.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me a real problem. Like, I got to figure out why this train, you know, is going to take so long to stop.
Like, if you're an athlete, then going to the gym is great, because it's going to make you better at your sport. But, like, people who go to the gym just to go to the gym. They fight all the time.
They're like,
I got all these big muscles. I gotta use them.
They're like dressage horses, where it's like you're training just to look showy.
Yeah,
I'm working on my show
just
muscles.
To dance.
Yeah, I want to look like a warrior.
Yeah, I mean we all do.
Oh, absolutely. I just finished watching a really trashy show called Spartacus, and I'm always talking about it.
I just watched my Winnipeg set, and I have like I look like I have lady hips. My upper body is so thin.
I'm going to have to watch the set. I think you sent me a link. I'm going to have to watch it, and I will examine your lady hips.
Looks like I'm wearing a lady's pantsuit.
If there's anything I like looking at, it's lady hips, so I think I'll enjoy this set a lot.
I think it could be the tailoring on the jacket. In any case, I have to go to the gym. ASAP.
To work on your show muscles.
Yeah, exactly. My show muscles. All those jokes I have where I curl things. So this show is, it's not about rap. It's not about Ivan's muscles. Those come up a lot. I'm sure at some point later we'll mention robots and time travel and space.
That's what we usually mention.
But we do have a general topic framework.
Yes, that's right.
This week, Peter, you're going to science me with a thing that you've learned about.
Yeah, I came across this a little while ago and I was really into it. It's not exactly like my style of science, you know, where I like talking about robots.
Yeah, of course.
Or robot cars.
Mm-hmm.
Or robots. This is... This is different. Okay, we're talking about the natural world today. Okay, you don't have to toss me a yawn right out of the gate.
Oh,
I haven't even started.
Oh, whoa, the natural world.
I didn't even start.
What is that?
Oh, come on. Okay.
What do you mean, like bugs? What are we talking here?
I'm going to... Okay.
The Galapagos Islands?
No, we're not going to do a Galapagos Islands. Like, oh my God, the evolution of the Galapagos or whatever.
The finches.
I'm talking about some two, maybe more, cool things that I learned about bamboo.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, a long time ago, I always thought that bamboo was the slowest growing plant in the world. I don't know where I got that fact.
That's the opposite of it. It is
absolutely the opposite of the truth.
I don't know. I think everybody knows it's the fastest. Who told you it was the slowest?
I just got it stuck in my head somewhere, and I was like, bamboo grows slowly.
It grows so slowly. That's why you never see huge forests of it.
I think a friend of mine, like when I was 16 or something, just said it with such confidence that I signed it up in my brain as a fact.
I used to get that a lot with my older brother. He would tell me things.
Anything that, yeah.
Everybody at school thought I was a liar because I would always believe my brother. He would tell me things.
Feed you misinformation.
And then I'd go to school and be like, I learned a new thing. And I'd be like, you're an idiot. Stop making things up. And I was like, but my brother told me it was true.
I love the amount of things that your like older siblings or friends that thought they were all that would tell you. Like, the amount of people in my high school that were sure they had figured out fusion power.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even know half of what you're talking.
Yeah. Drew on... I'll say this to you 90s kids. As if. As if you discovered nuclear fusion.
Like, look, I figured out how to contain it all. All they have to do is build something super strong. And I drew it here on this piece of ruled paper that I had from my social studies binder.
Get NASA on the phone.
Yeah.
We got a real genius here.
Oh, all we have to do is make some kind of containment device? Oh, you solved it.
Oh, nobody thought of that.
You basically drew the question.
None of the adult scientists that have lived longer than you thought of that.
Some of them have been in university longer than we've been
alive. I feel like that needs to be explained scientifically. Why do teenagers have this weird thing in their brain to make them think that they're the first teenager?
Exactly. Like, why is everything so dramatic to them? I have a theory about it. You have to think that you are amazing and, what's the term? Unable to be killed.
Invincible.
Invincible. Thank you. I don't know a lot of stuff because I'm an adult now.
Everything proof. I think the term you're looking for is
everything proof. So you have to think that you are, like, hot shit and everything proof when you're a teenager, because that's when you spend most of your time getting your major skills.
Yeah.
So it's like, if... The reason I'm really bad at driving and I'm so terrified of learning how to drive is because I'm an adult and I know things about physics and I've seen videos with car accidents and I've seen what actually happens. And now I have stuff that I feel important about. Like, I have stuff that I feel like, you know,
this you have is attachments. Cars are relatively easy to control. We wouldn't give them to teenagers.
I'm terrified of them.
It's a wheel and a thing.
Yeah, it's like...
You can operate like a video camera editing software. You know how many people don't know how to do that?
Yeah, but I'm not... Like, every so often, if I was editing something and if I wasn't paying attention to one thing out of the corner of my eye and every so often it would slap me in the face, then I would be terrified of editing.
Yeah, I guess.
That's my problem, is there's so much to pay attention to. And so much going through my head where it's like, oh, if I hit that, I'll die. If I hit that, I'll die. I'm going way too fast.
But you just
for this.
Stay in the lines. Not
so
hard.
So a teenager thinks they're invincible, which helps them get over a bunch of confidence issues they have with, like, learning how to backflip or learning how to just...
And also, like, just, I think, leaving the social pack. Like, you have to think, like, none of you understand me. I'm the best. Just to, like, have
Otherwise, you
that,
won't cut your own way.
That migratory...
Yep.
Or not migratory.
Migratory. But,
you know.
Listen.
They leave.
Teenagers are exactly like wildebeest.
They're like ducks. They're a lot like ducks. They really like bread. I see them at the park all the time.
It's true.
I'm pretty convinced teenagers are, in fact, ducks.
I think teenagers are just ducks.
If you have a problem with this, send your complaints to scienceuspodcast@gmail.com.
Pro parenting tip from two late 20s men who have not parented a thing.
Hey, I have. We used to work with other people's kids.
That's true. Here's the pro tip.
We have an outside
having trouble with
perspective.
Your kids. Treat them like ducks.
Treat them like ducks.
Make sure they're always warm under
and
a heat lamp.
Give them some water.
Give them lots
maybe
of water
some
and bread.
Stay away from their kids, that's for sure.
Yep. Pen them in to fields, like pen them into grassy areas.
Yeah. Yeah. Clip their wings.
Make sure you clip their wings.
You want to keep them. And, you know, if they die, eat them with orange sauce.
All right. Bamboo.
So, we are talking about bamboo.
Slash raising kids.
Slash raising kids.
Like ducks.
What are these facts that you learned about the slowest growing plant?
The slowest growing plant is actually one of the fastest growing plants in the world.
Wow.
Yeah. Certain species of bamboo can grow 35 inches within a 24-hour period.
35?
Sorry, yeah, I wrote this down on my notes here. That means they grow at a rate of 0.00003 kilometers an hour.
Nice. I don't know why they put it in kilometers an hour.
I think it's funnier in kilometers an hour. That's why it's that way.
Meters per second could be good.
Yeah, sure. The real like science way to do it would be meters or millimeters per second or whatever. But I like thinking of it like a car.
There's some, I feel like there's some climbing plants that grow
pretty fast.
Pretty fast too.
At a kilometer an hour rate.
Yeah.
It's so cool. I mean, everything's at a kilometer an hour rate if you put enough zeros after the one after the point, but like
yeah.
It is funny how that registers. That
yeah.
Would, on a really sensitive speedometer, I guess maybe it would register, maybe.
Yeah.
0.00003.
That's like, that would be when you, that's still slower than when you put your car into drive and just don't touch the brakes or the gas.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's.
It starts moving.
Just like gravity slightly pulling it somewhere.
No, it's just the way it's geared.
Just the natural.
If you'd ever driven a car, you'd understand.
Rotation of the earth, maybe.
It's, yeah. So that's. Here's the thing that I want that I'll, you know, I was holding on bringing up, but I'll bring it up now.
Bring it up.
What about that bamboo torture? Did you ever hear about that? Did you read about that?
Oh, yeah. No, that's that was
in
the article.
Is that your thing?
But I wasn't going to bring it up because it's, you know, dark.
I don't know. I just think it's such a weird, like.
Guys, if you're just tuning in, what they do to people is strap them down over bamboo plants. And then just let the bamboo grow into them.
It just, like, grows through them and kills them. Which is, like, I mean, there's got to be better ways to kill somebody.
Yeah, but slower and painful, more painful.
I guess, yeah, you just kind of don't have to watch it. You don't have to have somebody coming in turning the screws every day.
I mean, that was the same thing with, like, that was the nasty thing about crucifixion is, like, the Romans would just nail you up there.
Yeah.
And that took days. It was the worst.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why that guy stabbed Jesus.
To help him out.
Yeah. Here.
All right, so bamboo.
Here, I stabbed you.
Here, I stabbed you. Maybe, like.
Who's the guy? Who's the guy's name?
Could you get me down, maybe? I'll just give you a quick stabbing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
Who was the guy who stabbed Jesus?
Oh, crap. I'm embarrassed. I should probably have known this.
He's a saint or something, right? Did they give him a title?
St. Stabbington's.
St. Stabbin? St. Stabbins.
St. Stabbins.
All right. Cool.
In Russia.
So St. Stabbins of Russia, bamboo tortured Jesus.
I believe that is what we're
going to do. Tell us more about this thing that you learned about bamboo.
So far, the science is going great on this bamboo. Okay, that's not the thing that blew my mind about the bamboo.
Oh, okay.
Get ready for this shit.
I'm ready.
It's called mass flowering.
Okay.
A lot of plants will do this. A lot of plants will flower at the same time at different intervals. Some plants flower yearly. Some plants flower every couple of years.
Yeah.
The Titan arum, that thing that smells like
there's a lot of gross
corpses.
Smelling plants.
Yeah. Because it attracts, they're trying to attract bugs and beetles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that thing will flower like once every 8 or 18 years. I can't remember. Something like that. These bamboo plants flower at intervals from as long as 65 or 120 years.
Wow.
Meaning they go through like generations of plants mm-hmm. without flowering. And then every 120, this particular plant, I didn't actually write down the species or whatever. This particular plant will flower every 120 years. But the crazy thing about it is, not only does it flower every 120 years, but through some sort of clockwork that is still not understood, which I love about science, where yeah. we're like, we have no idea, this plant will flower all over the planet every 120 years. Regardless of where it is, you could put it in a lab, you could put it in a cave. It probably would die in the cave without sunlight, of course.
Yeah.
But depending, like, you could have shitty soil or you could have amazing soil and you could be, like, working as hard as possible to make it flower early and it will not flower until that 120-year mark, at which point, all over the entire planet, regardless of where it is, the bamboo will flower.
That's crazy. How yeah. do they know that? So is this, like, in this, it's in the genetic code?
Obviously it must be in the genetic code somewhere, but something or a series of genes that switch on and off in a way that we just don't understand.
Well, what about the cicada? Do we understand that?
I'm not sure if we understand the cicadas. You're talking about how they'll pop out
every
14 years, yeah, and then just like go crazy.
Yeah, which is just insane. There's just these bugs.
Which is weird for bugs.
Buried.
Like, evolutionarily, why would they do that? Why would they all come out at the same time and compete for the resources?
I feel like it's got to be it's in tune with the flowering of something, though, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like there's plants.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Certain plants have aligned themselves with that bloom.
Yes. So it's a seed.
And there's other, like the birds or whatever that eat them, like they go insane.
I think it's like poppy seeds or something, or yeah. sesame seeds.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Oh, well.
Anyway, yeah, they all bloom in the same time. Anyway, okay. Gets better.
What?
Well, there's theories as to why, like what we just started talking about with the cicadas, there's theories why this plant does it, and they're both of the theories are also heavily disputed.
120 like, no, years.
Every 120 years, yeah. There's no biological alarm clock. Like they can't find one.
They can't find what's in there.
In other words, like most plants have an alarm clock where it's like, as soon as the conditions are right, I start flowering.
Yeah.
This plant doesn't have one. You can make the conditions as terrible or as good as you want, and 120 years, it'll try to flower. If it doesn't have enough water, the flower will be crappy, but it'll still flower and then die.
Wow.
So, the first one is called the predator satiation hypothesis.
Ooh, fun.
Meaning that they all flower every 120 years so that they're guaranteed that most of them will live by making just so much food.
Yeah.
They flower all at the same time so that anything that would possibly want to eat them has more than enough of their fill, and then they can make more of them. It's like if humans... No, it's not like that. I was going to say if humans all made babies at the same time.
We do that all the time.
Yeah, we do that. We're just constantly making... We're like rabbits. We're just constantly making babies. But they seem to disbelieve that theory just because it doesn't quite follow why we would do every 120 years. You could do it every like 15 years if you wanted, and most rodents, you know, would cycle over.
Yeah, 120, so long. That's longer than the lifespan of most animals. Maybe that's what it is. They just don't want
any animal
to see it flower in its lifetime.
Like one or two generations of an animal will get lucky enough to see it.
Yeah.
It's I shall show you my spectacle.
That always kind of makes me sad when there's like I don't really care, but anytime there's like an astronomical event, that's a big thing people try to sell you on astronomy when they're like, there's a star, it's gonna be moving. Yeah, it'll only do this every 1,000 years. Gotta go look at it. And then I'll be like, yeah, I think I'd better, because it's the only time.
This is my only shot.
It's my only shot to see this.
What's Halley's Comet is like, what, 4 years or something like that?
Four? I don't know.
I think it's probably more than 4 years.
More than four. It's like 20, I think.
If it was every 4 years, that'd be a fast-moving comet because it like careens around our solar system.
Well, they all go pretty fast.
That's true.
But I feel like it's not... That's like how you sell people on that, is that idea of like, oh, you have to... You got to do it because it's the only time you'll get to do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, but I don't like that thing. I don't want to do it because I don't care.
But I have to. It's my only shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do that a lot with, like, travel, too. It's like, you gotta go.
Yeah, the people who, like, take a year off to, like, go to.
I gotta pack it all into 1 year that I won't remember or care about.
After high school, that's always the thing. When it's like, you're really not traveling for any other reason than to have sex with foreign people. Like, that's, let's just
Especially if you're traveling right after high school. Like, yeah! I'm gonna travel when I'm at my best.
You're at your sexual peak.
I am.
You're trying to tell me you care about old architecture?
Yeah, exactly.
No, you don't.
I am exactly who I think I will be. Post high school, I'm a perfect person.
Yeah. You're just gonna run to Europe. I want to stay in a hostel. All right. Look at all these muscly babes.
Hi there, little teen. Is this your first time traveling the world?
Oh, look at me. I'm such a cool guy. I live in this hostel here. You're from a rich family from Canada? Cool.
You're going to think I've got a lovely way about me, but really I'm just lazy.
Oh, yeah. I'm just a bow gun. I'm just like a real deadbeat. I'm practically a hobo, but I talk like this, so you think that maybe I'm like an exotic guy.
I've got a notepad I'm always writing in.
Guess what? I'm drunk every day. All the time.
I'm currently drunk.
Can I stay at your house?
Any interest in going into my bunk
would
and
you
making
like,
some permanent mistakes?
Would you like to get married, maybe?
I feel like my accent was sort of like New Zealand, Australia. Like, I never quite landed them.
Yeah, mine shifts between. The one I do is a guy who was born in New Zealand, but he grew up in Brisbane.
Oh, okay, all right.
There you go. I can justify it.
Yeah.
There. Take that.
Hey.
Take that. Accent specialist.
Why don't you call in to the Sciences Call Center and prove them wrong?
Yeah.
Anybody born in New Zealand and lived in Brisbane for a bit? Prove them wrong.
Yeah.
Just try and tell us that's not how they sound.
Yeah. Call me and be like, "That's I don't sound like that." You can see that I sound more like this.
Oh, mate, I don't sound like that. That's pretty good. That was all right, Australian.
That's pretty good, Australian. Oh, man, this is what the listeners really want, is us doing accents.
I think so, right? Have we achieved near-perfect podcast? Have we achieved peak
podcast?
We're
getting there. We just need old-timey guy to show up at some point.
Oh, he will. He will in a second.
So tell me more about this bamboo.
Okay, here's the other theory as to why they do this every 120 years without any prompting or any ability to manipulate it. This one's badass. It's called the fire cycle hypothesis.
Oh.
So what a bamboo plant does when it flowers is it just goes nuts and it goes wild and it throws out its flower and it spreads its seed around.
Yeah.
But then it dies. So you got a forest full of bamboo. Every 120 years, it's like competing with other plants by that point, obviously. Like 120 years, that's a pretty diverse forest.
Yeah.
But you got a lot of bamboo. So within 120 years, rather than bits and pieces of it dying off, all of it dies off, filling the forest with kindling. And the theory is that the plant is well aware of how dangerous that is and counting on it to burn the forest completely to the ground. And because bamboo grows faster than any other plant, it allows the bamboo to take over that forest, like reestablish dominance before any other plant gets a foothold.
Oh, that's so good.
Making a completely bamboo forest.
Yeah.
Which also, like, people were like, that's not possible because there's no other example of that in the wild. To which I'm like, that's the example in the wild.
Oh, man, I love... That's my favorite, is when people are like, nah, but that's never happened before.
Yeah, I haven't seen it before, so I don't believe it now.
So it can't be a thing.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Which is like...
This is the thing.
I don't believe in ghosts and spirits and stuff like that, but, like, I think that's my problem, too. Is because I'm like, I don't believe that it's possible, therefore it's not possible.
Yeah, but there has to be one documented case.
I just don't believe it.
Like, I want a convincing... But, you know, it's like the same with Bigfoot or any of those. Like,
yeah.
I've seen footage where I'm like...
Guys, if you're just tuning in, Ivan doesn't care at all.
I'm bored of my own story. Let's continue.
Anyway, like I was saying, I'm the worst.
That's always one of my favorite things is when I'm yawning in the middle of, like, I get people's attention. I'm like, hey, listen. And then I yawn and everybody's like, yeah, we're on board with that too.
You're like some tepid Roman senator. You're like, you have to listen to me, but I'm still going to yawn.
Listen, I have the floor.
I have the floor and I shall use it to yawn.
I'm bored of everything.
Do you remember Do you remember this? What you were going to talk about before you started?
I was going to talk about Bigfoot, but whatever. any of those theories, Loch Ness Monster,
yep.
Whatever. Like, people talked about it.
And there's precedent, sure. It's a plesiosaur or whatever.
Yeah.
But, guys, at this point, we probably should have spotted a plesiosaur.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, we got
put it to rest.
Get the cameras in that lake. It's so murky. We don't know what's down there.
Yeah, anything great. Could be down there.
Great,
yeah.
Sure. And when I turn the lights off in my house, there's ghosts. But when I turn them on, they go away. I can't film them because they're always in the dark.
For some reason, I can feel their presence. Yeah, they're which is there. Like, that excuse is becoming like harder and harder to hold true because cameras are getting so good.
Yeah.
You just put up those like motion sensor infrared hunting cameras that people use to track deer.
Yeah.
And you'll find yourself the not ghost that doesn't exist.
Oh, did you ever see that video of the guy who had that woman living in his crawl space?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so crazy.
What?
He like had noticed that like food was going missing from his fridge.
Whoa.
And so he set up a camera in his kitchen to be like, he thought it was his roommate like taking his food. And then he films and this woman had like snuck into his house and was living in this crawl space above his kitchen. And so he like is out and then the videos, it's this lady like crawls out of the roof and like
goes. Which is terrifying. That's like Paranormal Activity,
yeah!
Right there.
And then, like, goes into his fridge and, like, drinks some orange juice. It's like, ugh.
Whoa.
Humans, guys.
I love that, like,
your ghosts are alive.
Your ghosts are just real people living in your crawl space.
Yeah.
Who slap your plates around.
Yeah.
That's crazy. She must have been like, I have no idea how to survive in this world.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing these rats, and they're doing pretty good for themselves.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do what they do.
Yeah. Let me get up in there.
And it was successful.
Yeah,
for a while. Now, is this one of those, like, lovely, like, are they getting married now?
Yeah, they're married now. They're for sure. They fell in love.
That is a how they met story that will
not. He decided to, like a real reverse Tarzan, cleaned her up. Jane of the Jungle. She runs a very successful law firm in New York City now. She's head of a...
Of which she lives in the crawlspace.
Everybody likes her cutthroat politics.
And she keeps the overhead for the law firm down because it's all in crawl spaces.
Yeah. And she just eats other people's food.
Yeah. She goes into the other law firm's like boardroom and takes their cases when they're not looking.
She hides in the ceiling.
Law rat.
That's a pretty interesting thing. So the bamboo dries, just deposits dry leaves. So, and
like the bamboo stalk just falls over everywhere.
Yeah. But the leaves itself are also
and like the leaves, yeah, the whole thing just dries out. And so it's like, yeah, well, if you think about it, it's perfect kindling. So like the leaves themselves dry out, nice little like light kindling. All you need is just the slightest little spark.
But how does the fire start? I guess it would have to be what? Like lightning?
Well, natural, the way fires always start naturally.
But how do they start naturally? Usually it's man.
No, not like since the dawn of time. Like forest fires have been around longer than humans.
Yeah, but most of them are caused by humans.
Leaving the ones before humans? Like
No.
Like, time traveling?
There was, like, they used to do, like, they would purposely burn forests, like, controlled burns.
Yeah, but forests always burn naturally as well.
How do they start?
I assume it would be, lightning strikes.
Like, the sun shining through a piece of glass, focusing. Like,
maybe not a piece of glass, but it could start that way, I don't know.
Do you think is the sun ever hot enough to just, like, start something on fire?
The day that happens, we're screwed.
Because I know that you can cook an egg on the sidewalk.
I've seen people, like, that's one of those survival tips if you're in, like, Alaska or something, is to get a chunk of ice and kind of curve it into a lens, like melt it with your hands down into, like, a sort of a softer, like, a lens. And then
really?
Use that to focus. Yeah, it's I've seen that in a survival guide.
That's impossible.
I mean,
you're
going to
make a lens with your hand just out of ice?
Well, you'll need to bring some sort of lathe.
You've got a lathe. You probably got a Bic lighter.
I only brought my lathe.
All I brought was my polishing kit.
I don't know how to stay warm, but I can at least plug this lathe into my generator and then use that to make a lens and then start a fire to stay warm.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think it's a survival thing, but it's the same thing for me. It's the same thing as, like, just grab two pieces of wood and rub them together real quick because I've seen it work in movies. But I've never seen somebody do it practically.
I've seen somebody do it practically.
Does it actually work?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You have to do but you have to make the bow with the wind. You have to wind. Have you seen that? You wind
the
string around
the
it.
The thing, yeah.
And then you move that back and forth really quick, and it spins the wood super fast.
faster than you could with your hands. Like,
yeah,
with your hands. You heard it here first.
Yeah, you can't just light a fire. But again, like nature, I don't know. It had to have been lightning. I think that's the only thing.
I think there's, yeah, I mean, I agree that it's lightning, but I'm wondering if there's other ways to start
but
fires.
But lightning always accompanies rain. So you would think that if there's lightning.
Yeah, but you're thinking, okay, think of like a very diverse forest that has like a pretty good canopy. So you're not getting like soaked with water. And then you have tons of bamboo creating layers. So there's dry stuff down there.
Wait, there's a canopy above the bamboo?
Like a diverse forest.
How would the bamboo have any light if there's a canopy above it?
Not a can. Well, no. It's like a diverse forest has some trees that are standing and leafing out, and the bamboo is amongst them as well. Okay. But then all of a sudden, all the bamboo dies together. So you have the trees that are still standing in the forest that are like, oh shit, that was weird. All that bamboo died. Oh well. Burp, 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 burp.
Yeah.
And then a natural forest fire
you
starts.
You know how trees talk.
You know
natural
how trees
forest
sound?
Fire starts from what? Lightning.
Like a lightning strikes the branch. The branch catches fire, and it's like not a big deal. Everything's fine. But then.
That lands
there's layers on
and
layers of super, super dry stuff at the base of it.
Yeah.
And as soon as that reaches it, boom, it just sweeps through the whole forest.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I just don't. I don't.
But
think...
that's a really good question. Is it only and primarily lightning strikes?
What's causing all these forest fires in nature?
Because pine trees, their whole thing is built towards forest fires.
Yeah.
Their whole deal is forest fires.
They love it.
Their seeds only open in fire or like extreme heat.
Really?
Yeah, those like pine cones, the extreme heat is what makes them open up.
Wow.
So they're built to like survive a forest fire, and then they open up after the fire.
Cool.
Yeah. So they must know
about. But
how come
there's so many pine trees in like really, really cold areas, though? So forest fires in Siberia.
What if there are there? Could there be?
I don't think so. It's like minus 80. How are you gonna start a fire naturally in minus 80?
Do they? Okay. If it's minus 80, but it's dry.
It doesn't matter, though.
A lightning strike could still start one.
But no, because I don't think it would be hot enough.
Yeah, but a lightning strike is hot enough. Like
heat.
The initial...
You need heat, you need oxygen,
yes.
And you need a fuel.
Yeah, but heat in the fire triangle is the ignition source.
But it
so
needs to be...
So the ignition source needs to be a flash point.
But it's even colder, it needs to be hotter.
Yeah, but lightning, buddy, lightning doesn't mess around.
I guess it's pretty hot.
Lightning's all...
But the fuel itself
I'm
would
will
be
get
very,
you.
It'll sitting around being real cold.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if the heat is enough to, like...
Listen, everybody, let's put some paper in your fridge, then take some paper from your desk.
Let's do it.
Try to see if it burns
let's
faster.
Let's put it in your freezer. Let's do that for real. This is the last podcast recording. Like, they find it on your, like, half-burned hard drive and decide to post it as a warning
My
to
apartment's
others.
On fire because I was like, I don't think I can burn this paper out of
this
freezer.
We're just for sure dead. We're both just dead. All the way dead.
I wonder if that's a test that's been done. Is it harder to ignite fuel that's colder?
I guess it must be.
That
must
makes
it?
Sense. Must it?
Must
it? Must.
Well,
must
because
it?
I think it depends how you do it. Because like if you took a match to a cold piece of, just a frozen piece of paper.
Yeah.
It depends on the paper. Is the paper coated with frost, like water? That would water
well,
log
yeah,
it?
Well, yeah, because we live in an atmosphere where there's water in the air.
Yeah, but. Enough that it would coat it, that it would make it soggy, or enough that it would just be cold? Like,
well, I don't know.
Because, like, tree branches, if they're not being actively snowed or rained on, can get pretty dry.
Yeah, but they can also... There's dew every morning. The morning dew. The frosts of winter. We need to look up...
That's what happens in Siberia. They're like, all we have to do is make it to the morning's dew. Don't catch fire. Don't catch fire. Oh, God, I caught fire by accident.
But I think that the frost keeps the fires down. Because, like, when was the last time you heard of a fire in, like, the Northwest Territories?
And I think that's because it's, like, once it hits the forest floor, that's you're screwed. It's all snow down there, bud.
Yeah. Snow down there, bud.
It's all snow down there, bud.
Harsh snowing down there, bud.
But if you're in California, why wouldn't you just have a forest fire?
Yeah, or, like, the desert areas. Like the middle of British Columbia, there's always fires.
Yeah.
Like, around the Kootenai,
but I
the
Kootenai
agree, region.
Like, a lot of those are you know, man-made, probably. But I wonder if there's another way to do it other than lightning. We need, you know what we need? For a firefighter on a live episode.
Yeah.
And
or
just
like,
ask him about
or
fire
like
stuff.
The arson, what was it from the movie Backdraft? Where like he had a gun for some reason. He's like the arson inspector. He gets to carry.
And he's got a firearm. Do you think that's like a thing that will happen in the U.S. in the future? Just like if you have any sort of public service job, you'll just have like a firearm?
Yeah, for sure. I think that needs to happen.
Like I bet you, I guarantee you that mail delivery people.
Mailmen?
Bet and mailwomen. Mailmen and mailwomen. Have both argued that they need guns.
Oh, for sure.
I imagine.
I think
because they're by themselves.
Yeah,
dropping off in any community.
Well, it's like any sort of communities where there's like bears walking around. Like I'm amazed that like there's places in Alaska where there's polar bears just strolling around,
yeah.
And it's like, yeah, don't leave your house without a gun. You're gonna see a bear. But like like in Revelstoke in BC, they have tons of bears walking through that town, and like I was so freaked out to like walk home from the bar late at night.
Ugh.
And everybody's just like, whatever, we've seen bears, it's fine. And I'm like walking by and there's like bear droppings just like in the middle of the street,
and you're like,
I'm like, at there any was point, a bear here probably today.
That's the crazy thing about it, is because like you're very aware that you're just a deer essentially just coexisting, and you're like,
yeah,
I'll be fine as long as that bear doesn't maybe just feel like it.
Yeah, they're always like, they're afraid of you. I'm like, you know what would make them more afraid of me? If I had a gun.
Yeah, and shot them.
Let me have a gun, please. Give me a gun, please.
My dad, when we were really young, my dad was going to go, it was like a choice between Kentucky or somewhere up in the Northwest, like Yellowknife or something.
Yeah.
To go, his work was moving him.
Okay.
And we chose Kentucky, like idiots. But if he was going to go to Yellowknife, he was also going to have to get his hunting license.
Oh, you went to, you lived in Kentucky?
For 2 years.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, I'm a Kentuckian.
I had no idea. How long? What age group?
We just felt like Calgary wasn't conservative enough for our family. Well, it was like 2 to 4.
Okay.
Yeah, like I didn't really.
It's like me in Montreal.
Oh, you lived in Montreal?
I was born in Montreal.
You heard it here, folks. Peter and Ivan get to know each other. This is Peter and Ivan's first date. Born in Montreal.
Yeah.
At Montreal.
At Montreal. But I only
dans la plateau.
Dans la plateau, yeah.
Was it in the plateau?
Well, not dog, I'll dress.
not dog, I'll dress, s'il vous plaît.
S'il vous plaît, on s'il vous plaît, on de toasté.
We should do the rest in French.
Yeah.
Bonjour et bienvenue chez Science Nous.
Nous sommes pas scientistes.
Non, ben non.
Ben non.
En plus, on parle pas le français.
Yeah, I do not speak French very well. No, I was born at Royal Victoria Hospital.
Sweet.
Wherever that is. But yeah, I only lived there until I was like 4 or 3. We moved out here.
And then we both moved somewhere else. Okay, that story was less romantic than I thought.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Calgary. You moved to Ladner.
Yeah. Yeah, we moved to the...
Was your family just like, man, Montreal, it has it all. We better get our asses to Ladner.
You know what
Ladner
it doesn't have? Narrow-minded small-town people.
Oh, poor Ladner. There's great people out of Ladner. You came from Ladner.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool people that came from Ladner, but...
You have to go from it.
I don't regret leaving. Like, anybody who I've run into from Ladner since leaving Ladner that I thought was cool also left Ladner.
I definitely don't regret leaving Calgary, but I still love Calgary. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I like Calgary.
It's a cool town.
It's fun. More places to shoot a bow and arrow there than here.
Oh, we should get a bowman.
Bowman? A Bozeman?
A Bozeman.
Sure. So...
On the podcast.
Going back to this, is that all the bamboo facts?
Well, and then there's also some stuff that we could go on to later, but later, like an hour from now.
Oh, okay.
Just about the mass fruiting has economic and ecological consequences as well, especially for
economic
for humans and stuff like that, right? So bamboo is a very, very good construction material, and they used it a lot. It has like the same tensile strength as steel.
Yeah.
However, when it flowers, when it does mass flowerings. That amount of mass fruiting, because it's like mass fruiting, can have problems because then the rodent population skyrockets.
Oh yeah,
and that's great. That's a great plan for bamboo because they're trying to throw out of whack the populations so that there's a sharp decline after they all starve to death.
Yeah,
and then that gives them a clean slate to grow all their bamboo in again.
Yeah, and like
very
dead,
successful.
Dead mice will really up the soil.
Yeah,
quality.
Sure, exactly. However. We humans aren't great at it because we're very stubborn. We don't live naturally. We live like in enclaves. We build big cities. And so there's lots of bamboo around for 120 years. We're like, this is the best. This will never be hard for us at all. And then that, you know, 35 years, a big flowering type, or with this big one, 120 years, this big flowering thing happens. Rodent population skyrockets, which is bad for humans who love their density. Because now diseases just like get carried everywhere. Little vectors running around.
Yeah.
So it like skyrockets the disease, and at the same time as like bringing all this disease and shooting up the rodent population, it also kills off all our building material.
Yeah. How are we going to build stuff?
Yeah.
Well, we don't. Out here, we don't build with bamboo.
And now we live in the modern world. We've figured it all out.
Softwood lumber. We can trade it.
We'll just trade.
We'll
trade it.
We'll just cut the trees down in North America, and we'll ship them over there.
We'll just ship them to them.
Ship them to the people who can't
use
the bamboo.
We heard you guys need soft wood. How about beef? Mad cow what disease?
Would you like a pipeline? Don't worry. We're building it anyway. It's going to have so many jobs. What?
Isn't that what happened with Keystone? We like built it to the border, and then
Obama's
like, nope.
And Obama's like, nah, we don't really want it.
And like, we were like, yeah, we kind of figured.
I feel really bad. Like, it's like, it was like we planned this huge party around like having the coolest kid in school over. And we're like, guys, Obama's going to be here. Like, it's going to be so great. And then he's like, your party sucks.
This party's
no, we wanted you to like it.
I'm going to veto showing up.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, boy. Well,
so
Canada needs a new plan. Probably bamboo.
Probably bamboo, but only for like 120 years.
We had a lot of cards invested in that pipeline.
Did we, though? We had like 1,000 jobs.
Yeah, no, like our whole economy is based on like blue collar stuff like that.
We've got to get out of it. Calgary is going to be the next Detroit. Man, I'm getting political over here.
Maybe.
Because they have one thing that they're like really into.
Yeah, well, Vancouver's kind of... Our only thing is just condos. That's our whole thing. We don't even actually have a resource.
Every
we just
120
have, like,
years, all our condos will flower.
Well, what would happen is an earthquake would wreck everything.
And then we'll build them again.
No, because they don't... they condemn the building, but it's expensive to knock it down.
Right.
So they just condemn it and sell off the land. But nobody really wants to buy it and develop it because it's not worth it. Because the act of demolishing a condo is so expensive. One of those big buildings.
So you're saying that after the earthquake, our town's going to go through a real ugly phase.
Oh, it'll be like, our condo will be done. It'll be done.
So pretty here.
It'll be great for us. Cause, like,
oh, yeah, that's
natural,
true. Artists.
We'll be able to buy a place for $8. It'll be fantastic.
Oh, man. It is really the prettiest city ever, but... Yeah, an earthquake is going to really mess it all up.
Probably. It's probably
It'll be great for artists.
Yeah.
Have all these lofts downtown.
Ugh, downtown lofts. DTLs.
Rent control.
Bamboo.
It'll be, plant some bamboo.
It's going to be great.
120 years, it'll all fall apart.
Well, you heard it here first, everybody. Bamboo
Usually
grows
at the end,
fast.
I've got to get your, like, opinion.
Oh, my opinion?
But it wasn't really, like, a debate. There
no,
wasn't anything to consider in this. Like, what do you think of bamboo?
I think it's pretty good. I guess we could go with what theory do I think is the right one.
I only presented you with two of them, and both of them have a lot of detractors. What do you think?
Yeah, but like how many detractors?
I think it's a combination of both. That it's like they make a bunch of fruit so that, you know, they flower so that like the predators have more than enough.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, added bonus. We're like the Mongolian horde. We'll just wipe out everything around us and then restart our own empire.
It's pretty, pretty cutthroat in the plant world. Like, there's plants specifically designed to just strangle out other plants.
Yeah.
Like, those vines that, like, cover a tree and, like, the vine gets to the top and then just, like, kills its host.
And then just takes over, yeah. Or those trees that grow out of other trees. It was like, get out of the way, main tree.
Yeah, exactly.
I am a different kind of plant.
I grow faster than you. Give me that sun.
Yeah, it is. It's very like, I mean, the plant world is just as violent as our world or
just
the animal world.
Slowly,
it just
so
happens
I don't
real
notice.
Slow. And it's so we mistake it for elegance.
Yeah. But if you watch like sped up footage of like forests
it's
growing,
just like, I'm choking you
deadly.
To death.
Yeah. A lot of strangulation.
Mm.
It's pretty horrific, actually.
See here, the animal world is just like the plant world, just as violent.
I say, that tree is choking out that other tree.
I think I forced it a bit, but I am glad we brought him out.
We gotta have him in there.
Yeah.
You know, I think the fire theory is quite good. Burn them all, I say.
Maybe that's something to do with race.
Start
no,
fresh.
Sir, it doesn't. You're too old.
You're too old. Stop being a bigot. Stop bringing your bigoted attitudes into science. Well, you know what it's probably like. Don't say anything.
It's a lot like the migration of the...
You know, I used to see some tribes that would stop. You can't even say tribes,
you
man.
Can't. Like, other people can say tribes, but you can't say tribes.
Oh, those savages.
No, there it is. See, that's why you can't say tribes. We can't trust you with other words. You're not allowed to say tribes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it's been a real pleasure.
Absolutely.
We hope that you enjoyed this time with us.
Next week, we'll be talking about robots.
Oh, for sure.
Probably.
I'll probably be yawning still. We're on a bi-weekly now, just because our schedules have dictated it.
I can change, Ivan.
No, it's me. No,
I can
it's
get
me.
Better for you.
It's me.
Oh.
Both of us. So, yeah, every 2 weeks, you guys will be fine. You don't want to listen to us. Come on, there's 100 of you. You want us to put an episode out every week? Tell your friends about it. Get other people listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Soon as we get a 200,
we'll do weekly.
250, we'll. I like how I upped it. Too soon.
As soon as we get to 250 people, 300. Okay, 500 people max.
Yeah. If we get to 200 listens on an episode, we'll go back to weekly. There you go. So tell your friends about it. Listen to the podcast. Share it, and we'll see you next. Time
next
to do an episode.
Time
bye.
On Science Us.
Bamboo. What about those savages?
Shut up, man.